Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good afternoon to everybody. The informal document GRVA 2110, revision 1, has the intention to amend the already adopted official working documents 13 and 14 in regard to the park lock device, which is foreseen as an alternative in actuation of the parking braking system. And to review a little bit the reasoning for that proposal, this is given by the fact that there are three items to be noted. First of all, it's reported from northern countries that there is very often a freezing of the parking brake once a vehicle is parked a longer time at cold temperature, which means that the pads and the disc are freezing. Secondly, we have to expect that as more electric vehicle will enter into marketplace, that those vehicles will have, of course, no gearbox. So the currently used gear lock device as a redundancy in case of a failed parking braking system cannot be used. And thirdly, with the introduction of ETBS, it is necessary to have a possibility to lock the vehicle in a stable position in case of that because of a severe failure, there will be no energy on the vehicle, and to have at least then the possibility to keep the vehicle stable without investing energy. For that purpose, it is intended to amend paragraph 52110 of Regulation 13, and also to introduce a paragraph in regard to warning in case of that the vehicle that the park lock device is not locking completely. After GRVE 20, we got the feedback that in case of a not locked park lock system, the rollaway distance for heavy commercial, which was intended to be defined with 300 millimeters, and for passenger cars for 150 millimeters, is too large. For that purpose, we achieved a position to offer also for the commercial vehicles 150 millimeters. In addition, we had the opportunity to provide a proposal for a warning paragraph. In front of that GRVA, we received very good support from contracting parties like Denmark, Switzerland, the Netherlands, United Kingdom, Germany, and in regard to that, revision 1 was drafted, which introduced also the request of the Netherlands that relation to the static performance of the parking braking system is intended to improve. And the text so far in paragraph 5210 introduced the rollaway distance of 150 millimeters and also the statement that for the purpose of fulfilling the static parking brake requirements, especially the reference to that Annex 4 and 231 is given. Perhaps, François, you can bring the text of paragraph 5210 to the screen that everybody is able to read it. So the text is now intended to read, the parking braking system may use a park lock device as an alternative to or in addition to the means acting on the braking surface for the purpose of fulfilling the static parking brake requirements as defined in Annex 4, paragraph 231 and 232. This park lock device shall consist of components of an adequate strength and shall provide equal effectiveness compared to layouts purely acting on the braking surfaces to fulfill the requirements set out in Annex 4, paragraphs 231 and 232 of this regulation. And now the new amendment of that paragraph is, when the vehicle is held stationary by the use of the service brake, it shall be ensured that after the full activation of the parking braking control, and the full activation of the parking brake control is important because in case of commercial vehicle, you have not only a switch, but also a lever. The brake wheels do not move by more than 150 millimeters. And we put in revision one the 150 millimeters again in brackets because contracting parties are concerned about that rollaway distance, which might occur in case a park lock device is not completely engaged. So the brake wheels do not move by more than 150 millimeters following the release of the service brake. This shall be ensured up to a slope as defined as in Annex 4, paragraph 231 and 232 as applicable. That is one of the amendments in regard to revision one, and the second is explained by the so-called warning paragraph. Perhaps, François, you can move down to the one. Yeah. And that plans to introduce a new paragraph 521.26.5 into regulation 13, underlined as special requirements for a park lock device. And it's amended to read, when the parking brake system containing a park lock device has at standstill detected a request to apply the parking braking system, a red warning signal shall be flashed until the park lock device is in a locked position, unless the parking braking system is prevented further movement of the braked wheels. This requirement shall make sure that the driver will get a warning in case a park lock device is not completely engaged, but this warning is not necessary if a movement of the wheels is prevented. For example, when the vehicle is equipped with a friction brake in addition to a park lock device in regard to the static requirement of the parking braking system. Where activation of the parking brakes lock device is normally indicated by a separate red warning light satisfying all requirements in 521.29.3, the signal shall be used to satisfy the above requirements for a red signal. With this requirement, it's is addressing the fact that if the vehicle manufacturer decided to use the red warning signal as implemented with a P, that he can use that warning signal also for the park lock device as long as the requirements of 529.29.3 are fulfilled. That means that this warning light is readable under sun load from the driver's seat. This is the end of my presentation. We have the similar amendments for Regulation 13H, but because they are identical, I think it's with this said what has to be said, and in that regard, thank you.